Come be a part of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics with your host, Dr. Ed Holliday. Hear the voices of liberty speaking all across America. Doc Holliday provides thought-provoking interviews and commentary about the issues and actions that are afflicting this country and what we need to do to get America back on track. Get fired up. Get inspired. Get on board with Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics right now.
Wow, and that's the sound of rock splitting politics. Once again, you've got Doc Holliday here. I'm your host, Ed Holliday. You're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net, and we're glad to have you. New listeners across the country, we got an exciting show. Let me tell you, we got Doc Holliday's Tombstone of the Week Award. It's going to be followed up on last week's. If you hadn't listened to last week's show, go back and listen to it, because we're going to follow up on the Tombstone of the Week Award that was given last week for an action by President Obama giving a Medal of Freedom to a Democratic Socialist. Got more to that story, so listen to this week's Tombstone of the Week Award. Also, we will be talking to Ned Ryan and the NASCAR strategy of the American majority, and that is an interview you want to hear. You don't want to miss it. It's coming up in just a few minutes. We get Ned Ryan on the phone. And then this week's Rock Splitting Obama Fact. Got something to tell you. You're going to be glad that you stayed tuned to the end to listen to it, because it's talking about the election of 2012 and the president's re-election team. I'm going to tell you something that will be good news to your ear. So let's see what. Oh, I think I hear something coming. News flash. Out of the Midwest comes not the Lone Ranger, but Governor Scott Walker, winning the recall election in Wisconsin. What a great job Governor Scott Walker did. But it wasn't just Governor Scott Walker. It was conservatives all across the state of Wisconsin. You heard it right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. Listened a couple weeks ago as we interviewed people there in Wisconsin that was a part of the Tea Party movement. We talked to Annette. We talked to Cindy Wilkerson. We talked to others who came up from other states to be a part of the historic recall election in Wisconsin. Scott Walker is the first governor to ever face a recall and win. Great news for Wisconsin. Great news for conservatives across the nation. And you know what? The Obama campaign says it means nothing for the fall election. They are scared to death. I just have to tell you something. And it was as Governor Walker galloped on to victory, and he won by overwhelming majority, and it wasn't even close. Everybody said it would be close, but the pundits were wrong. Governor Walker won handedly, and we were proud of him. But I just have to tell you, one of the reports of coming from NBC News was, you couldn't find anything about the overwhelming win that Governor Scott Walker had. They talked about him winning, and then they summed up the story with the AFL-CIO chairman saying, "Oh my goodness, we don't want any, we don't want to be a divisive political thing. They want Walker to work with them. They don't want decisive politics." Well, I can tell you one thing, that the left will never be pleased unless they win. The left will never be happy unless they are in control. And they'll always be complaining. And they're always going to be pushing these recall elections, pushing people to do things that common sense would tell you not to do. Now, let's get on with today's show. And as one other thing on Scott Walker before we get on today's show, I got to tell you, it is good news, because it was a precursor of what we shall see with conservatives in the fall election. People came from across the nation to help out in Wisconsin. And it was the Tea Party groups, the freedom groups, the liberty groups, the people who love liberty and hate tyranny. They put it together in Wisconsin, and they can put it together across this nation come October. It's very important where you are. What can you do? Well, Doc Holliday's telling you, you get informed and go ahead and mark out some days in your schedule in October to be able to go to the swing states, go where you're needed. There are groups that will be on the ground preparing even now to know what important swing states are. We have got to make sure America wins this election for the freedom lovers around the world. People are looking to America and say which way we're going to turn. There's a fork in the road, basically. We're going to go to the right or we're going to go to the left. Governor Scott Walker's win in Wisconsin is a good, good beginning. Go back about 3 weeks ago. Listen to the show when I said, used Winston Churchill's words. And he said, this is not the end. It's not even the beginning of the end. But it is perhaps the end of the beginning. And that's exactly what the Wisconsin recall election is. It's the end of the beginning of the end of Barack Obama's far left policies being pushed down the throats of people in this nation. And we got more to come. We're going to hear from the Supreme Court about the health care, Obamacare. We're going to be hearing a lot of things, and we're going to talk about these things right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics every week. It's important you listen so you know where to go, what you need to do in this election year. And saying that, the most important thing you can do to understand this election year and what it's like and why it's like the Battle of Gettysburg is go to my website at getobamaoutnow.com. You go there and you can order my book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. It will tell you about this election, why it parallels with the Battle of Gettysburg. The most important thing for you to know, and you need to tell your conservative friends, all your friends, that the 70-year itch in American politics is a real phenomena. Every 70 years, catastrophic political upheaval. I talk about it in my book. We are in the middle of the third 70-year itch. It's very important. We cannot wait for another election. This has got to be the turning point for conservative politics. We've got to get control in 2012. It's time to get off the couch, onto the streets, knocking on the doors, get plugged in to a lot of these different groups that are out right now, the freedom groups, the liberty groups. Get involved. Find you a conservative candidate. Get involved and never, never give up. So, saying that, Doc Holliday has to get right on with the show. And we're glad you're listening to us right here on webtalkradio.net to Rock Splitting Politics. First up, let me tell you, not only the news about Governor Scott Walker, it's great news from last week, but I got to tell you that what's going on in this campaign is we see former President Bill Clinton. Sometimes you think he's out there raising money, helping Barack Obama, and then he tells you, hey, don't get on the Bain Capital because we need capital. And that's right. He said, don't knock Romney on Bain Capital because it's important to have capital in this structure of the American economy. So I know Barack Obama's reelection team sometimes wants to put a muzzle on a former president, but they need him. And that shows you the desperation that is going on in the Obama camp. But not only did he back up Romney's executive work at Bain Capital, former President Bill Clinton, he's coming out now saying we don't need to change. We need to extend the Bush tax cuts. Just extend them the way they are. And that's rocking the Obama campaign. So news on the election front is good. We got a long way to go. Let me tell you that. Just like Winston Churchill knew, it was a long slug to get to the end of World War II and to defeat Hitler. But he knew when they won the battle in North Africa that it was the end of the beginning. And we are now at the stage we're starting to see things. There's hope in the air. A lot. Just a couple months ago, there was a lot of depression in the conservative rank. The people thought, how can we beat this guy? This guy's going to get re-election. The far left is in control. but I'm telling you, believe in we the people. That's what Samuel Adams did. That's what the Patriots did when they founded this country. When Samuel Adams said, we need independence, and they stood up for it, and he got others to stand up for it, and they signed the Declaration of Independence. We had George Washington. We had all the Patriots, from Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and we know about the Constitutional Convention when you had people like James Madison, you had John Jay, and you had Alexander Hamilton pushing for the Constitution of the United States. And that's why it's so important to understand when I tell you about the 70-year itch in American politics. And for those who have not listened to the show, let me just tell you, about every 70 years, give or take a few years, since the signing of the U.S. Constitution, there's been a major political catastrophic upheaval. The first one was the American Civil War, and the second one was the Great Depression and World War II, and we are now in the third 70-year itch in American politics. Whoever takes control in this election year more than likely will have 70 years of riding in the saddle, of being in control. Progressives have been in it for 70 years under FDR. We've been using those kind of progressive politics, and it's driven us down into the debt we have, and we can get in the saddle this election year if you'll get up and get off the couch, get out and get involved, do what you can, and we're going to encourage you, and you listen to us right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. And saying that, I just have to tell you, one of the best friends that we have is our good friends there at the Official American Standard Playing Cards, because they believe the foundation of this nation is strong, and their mission is for America to have her own playing cards while sowing the seeds of liberty. You can get yours today. To learn more, you can go to my homepage and look in my Doc Recommend section, or you can just click on their ad right there on my homepage. So click on their ad, and you'll be glad you did. You need to get your cards and help sow the seeds of liberty when you're playing cards. Great for your family, great for your friends. And saying that, I have to tell you, this week's show is the Tombstone of the Week Award. Now, if you'll go back and listen to last week's show, we gave that award to the actions of President Barack Obama. Why? Because President Barack Obama went to the White House and gave the Medal of Freedom Award to the Dolores Huerta. And she is the honorary chairperson of the Democratic Socialist of America. And he got last week's Tombstone of the Week Award. But there's more to that story. So this week's Tombstone of the Week Award, I tell you, it's going to the actions of the White House under President Barack Obama again, because there's more to the story about Dolores Huerta and her winning the Medal of Freedom. It's not about her, but it's about who was not there. And as I told you last week, as he gave out the Medal of Freedom Awards, he gave a medal posthumously to one of the Polish freedom fighters. But you know, the leaders of the nation of Poland asked our president that they wanted to know if Lech Walesa could go to the White House to accept the award and for the Polish people, on behalf of the Polish people. And President Obama, okay, I'm trying to be calm to tell you this because it really gripes me, but President Obama, he said no. Lech Walesa was not invited to the White House. He was disinvited because the reason, he was too political. And then they went and gave the award to Dolores Huerta, the Democratic Socialist of America's chairperson. Wow. Now, some of you young, you might not know the name Lech Walesa. Let's talk about Lech Walesa just a minute, because he stood with courage unlike anybody I'd seen in my lifetime. When I was in college, the Polish workers came together and they got behind Lech Walesa, and Lech Walesa stood against the entire Soviet Empire I'm telling you, when I saw him standing, they had him on the news. They had him on Nightline. It's one of the things that made Nightline. But I'm telling you, I said that man won't live long. He stood against the Soviet Empire, the entire Soviet Empire. And he stood for the workers. And he had courage unlike anybody had seen in many, many decades. And you know what? He lived, he's alive today, and his courage inspired others across Eastern Europe until piece by piece, the rock-splitting politics of the day caused the Berlin Wall to fall, and it caused Eastern Europe to run the communists out, and that's why, because people like Lech Walesa stood up against the Soviet Empire, and freedom lovers around the world, they love Lech Walesa, and some reason the White House disinvited him. They would not let him come to accept an award for a Polish hero. I'm telling you, this far left wing regime has to come to an end. We must throw this regime out of the White House. Somebody will just in such a snobby way, disinvite one of the true heroes of the 20th century, Lech Walesa. Would not let him come to the White House, said he was too political, and turned around and gave a Medal of Freedom Award to the Lars Horta of the Democratic Socialists of America. That's this week's Doc Holliday's Tombstone of the Week Award. I'm sorry if I got a little passionate about that, but Lech Walesa being disinvited from the White House, it is repulsive to anybody that loves freedom. Make sure you're registered to vote and get out there and help get this president out of the White House, and let's get somebody in there who loves freedom. All right, let me cool off just a minute. And since we had the Tombstone of the Week Award, let me just remind you, you are listening to Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You're listening to us on webtalkradio.net. That's webtalkradio.net. Do want to remind you, go to the website, getobamaoutnow.com. And check out the book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I mentioned it before. You need to make sure you got one. Make sure you get a copy for your liberal friends and let them understand what's going on and why this election is so important. Now, I want to get you ready for Ned Ryan and the American Majority and what they're doing with NASCAR. Listen up. Right, we got Ned Ryan right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. He's been a guest before about a year or so ago, and head of the American Majority. And Ned, you got an interesting project going on with NASCAR. Tell us what you're doing.
We really do, and yeah, no, it's good to be back with you, Doc. You know, American Majority, we were looking around last fall, wondering how we could really have a really, hopefully, significant role in 2012 in encouraging people to get out and vote, you know, particularly on free enterprise, limited government, fiscal responsibility, and engage with, you know, a demographic that we could engage with and that lean conservative. We realized, you know, there's 75 million fans of a certain sport here in America that lean conservative. They're very passionate, very patriotic. And so we thought, you know what, we're going to do a NASCAR project. And we launched American Majority Racing in January of this year, and it really is unprecedented. We're doing, a car on the track, American Majority Racing car on the Nationwide Series for the whole season.
So you actually got a car on the track.
We got a car on the track, and
how do you get the money to do that? That's just part of the.
Yeah, it's me going out and raising money and pitching the project, you know, laying out the vision that we want to engage with NASCAR Nation. We want to be a part of it to engage them on, you know, these really important issues. And you know it, and I know a lot of your listeners know it, that where we're at right now in 2012, this election is, you know, people say this all the time, it's the most important election of our life, our lives. You know, 2012,
this time it really
You can actually say that and say, you know what, this really truly is. And it's a turning point for us. Are we going to go down, continue on a downward slide towards statism?
Socialism, communism.
Bigger.
Yep, the fork is in a row.
Exactly. Or are we going to turn around and head back to where our founders really had us on this path of freedom and prosperity. Well, if we're going to do that, we have to engage on a much higher level. And we started looking at some of the statistics for NASCAR and realized even with NASCAR fans that were registered to vote, you know, 20 to 30% will vote sometimes to never in presidential elections.
Wow. So you did get your research on this.
That's right. And they tend to be conservative. They just, you know, like with any demographic, they're not as engaged as they could be or should be. And so we've got the on-the-track effort. And, you know, this whole entire project centers around Pledge to Vote to Keep America Free. So it's pledgetovote.com. And we're encouraging people, if you're registered, sign the pledge. Say, I am going to vote to keep America free this year in 2012.
And now that's, Ned, that's an interesting thing. You're not only getting people registered, this pledge to vote. Now that's something new, so explain that a little bit more.
No, it really is about, if you're registered and maybe haven't been as active in the past as you could have been or should have been, pledge to vote this year. Yeah, it's the most important election of our lives, but this needs to become a lifestyle. You need to vote in 2012. You need to vote in 2014 and 2015 and 2016. It needs to become a lifestyle to be engaged in the process, because those that are involved, those that show up, get to decide which direction this country is going to take. And quite frankly, you know, the people that believe it, as you and I do, have not been showing up like they could have been or should have been in the past. You know, obviously with the Tea Party and the 9/12 groups rising, we've seen that start to change, but you know, we're nowhere near where we need to be in regards to engagement, you know, some of the work that needs to be done. So we've got this pledgetovote.com, Keep America Free. If they're not registered, get registered. And so we're doing activations, you know, having a presence on Vendors Row at 20 different tracks, primarily on Nationwide and Sprint Cup weekends, where we're getting to, you know, upwards of 3,000 fans a day coming through our booth.
That's what I want to know. Are you getting numbers? Are people signing up?
They are. And you know, the thing that's been encouraging to us is that there's been a pretty positive response where people are saying, you know what, I know what you're doing. I'm really glad you're here. You're right. And so what we're doing is, I mean, Doc, we're having fun. You know, we have simulators where people can race the tracks that they're at. So at Charlotte, they get to race the Charlotte track. At Richmond, they get to race the Richmond track. They get to play some games, win some free prizes. But at the same time, we're not only getting their names and emails to continue messaging them through email, through text program, but, you know, we're handing out literature about, you know, keeping America free. If you don't like the fact that your share of the national debt is $130,000 per person, you got to do something about it. If you don't like the fact that, you know, government taxation and the size of government spending is the highest that it's ever been in recent times, you know, you've got to do something about it. And so between our messaging and literature that we're handing out, we've got pop-up banners inside the booth talking about, you know, again, if you don't like $4 a gallon for gas, you have to do something about it. You know, it's been interesting. Some of the NASCAR fans have shared that in the past they might have done 10 races in the past. Now they're doing 4, partly because they just don't have the money to pay for the gas and as much expendable, you know, free cash to be able to go around and see as many races as they used to. And they realize something's wrong with their personal economy, but they're also realizing that something's wrong with the national economy.
So you're equating those two, and you're encouraging people to say, don't just take it, get out there and do something about it.
We really are, and one of the things that's been fun is just, you know, messaging it in terms in things that they'll understand and really relate to. You know.
Now, Ned, tell us about how do you get the passion for the sport of NASCAR along with the passion for politics.
But so passionate about the sport, but we want to take it to the next level and say, okay, take your passion and your patriotism and really apply it in some of the other things in your life. And that includes, you know, voting and being involved in the process. And you know what's been interesting, Doc?
What's that, Ned?
Our rookie driver, Jason Bowles, phenomenally talented, had a lot of success at the K&N Series. He's 14th in the rankings right now in the Nationwide Series, but he texted me. He was sending me a series of texts last week about some of the taxes he was having to pay.
Wow, okay.
And he said, this is unreal. He's like, I cannot believe it. And he said, the thing that's been fun, Doc, is he was not registered to vote before he started working with us.
Oh, wow.
Before we signed him on. But he's like, you know, I was a typical NASCAR person. I wasn't registered. I wasn't really engaged. He's like, now I'm registered. Now I'm starting to realize what you're talking about, how it impacts my life. And quite frankly, I'm getting really angry.
Well, that's
like,
that's
I'm
what you want.
Really put out about some of what's taking place. in regards to this spending and what our elected officials are doing. He's like, this is ridiculous. And he went off. It was actually really funny, about five texts from him last week just on a rant. He's like, it's now hitting home what you're talking about.
But one thing I want to, you're talking about the NASCAR races. You mentioned Richmond. Now, tell me about how many of these events are in swing states? Are you concentrating on swing states that are very important? Like
the method to the madness, you know, we're going to be in Charlotte. We're going to be in North Carolina a couple times. We're going to be in Florida a couple times. We're going to be in, you know, Virginia between Richmond and, you know, technically Bristol is right over, you know, it's right on the border. We're going to be in Bristol a couple times as well. And then we're going to be at both Ohio, well, it's actually Kentucky races, but it's like 40 minutes south of the Ohio border. Right. So, yeah, I mean, we're trying to engage where we think, you know, there's an opportunity to really engage fans that are going to be involved in key parts of what will take place later this year. So,
another question, and NASCAR will be a part of it, but the Obama group last time, Obama's team, they were proud of the fact they had all the youth. You know, they got the youth group, 18 to 29, and they just got it overwhelmingly. How do you see that? You're out registering people. What do you see with the youth vote? Is Obama going to get it all this time, or does Romney have a chance to get the youth vote?
You know, I have to say this is my theory, and again, it's just May of 2012, and we've got about, you know, 5-6 months to go here. I don't think the youth will be coming out as in great in numbers for Obama this time. I think obviously the unemployment in that demographic has been depressing to them.
If you don't have a job, why vote for the guy that
right? And I think the economic reality is striking home with some of the younger voters. You know, the hope and change they were promised actually looks more like living at home with your parents and without a job. So I wouldn't say that there's going to be as many of those younger voters voting.
Well, is NASCAR or what you're doing, or I guess I should say, is American Majority, are y'all on college? Are you working hard on campuses?
You know, we have our Campus Majority program where we're going on to college campuses and working with students to not only train them to be future campaign managers, to work on taking over their student governments, you know, but working with them where they're at. I want to expand the program. But we do some of that work. In fact, we just had a nice event up in Wisconsin in April with Campus Majority and working with a nice group of campus leaders from across the state of Wisconsin.
And Ed, we know that helped out because we know Scott Walker has won the recall election in Wisconsin, has given conservatives everywhere a good shot in the arm, getting us ready and rallied up for the fall election and presidential election. And Ned Ryan, we appreciate you coming on. Doc Holliday's Rock Split in Politics. Always good to talk to you and see what's going on with the American Majority. And for all our friends and listeners, if you're interested in the NASCAR project at the American Majority, just go to their website at americanmajority.org and check them out. And make sure that you get involved. If you're a NASCAR fan, find out and get involved with American Majority. And let's get people signed up. Let's get people registered and get them to pledge to vote. And go there, pledgetovote.com. So, once again, glad to have Ned Ryan on. Great, great nuggets he gave us about what they're doing with the NASCAR nation, the people who are they lean conservative. Let's get them engaged in politics, not just for this election, but for 2014 and 16. This is a journey that we're working and walking on together, and we need everybody to look and be creative, just like American Majority is with NASCAR. So it is time for this week's Rock Split and Obama Fact, and I got to tell you, it's about the election coming up. This is the fact. We have people on the reelection team, the Democratic side, who are, for once, they're starting to think, oh my goodness, Obama can be beat. We see it. We see it happening. And with the vote on recall in Wisconsin, you know there's so many people in the Obama reelection team that wishes the recall had never happened. They try to act like it's no big deal. They try to act like, oh, it won't mean anything toward the presidential race. And folks, they're running from the boogeyman, because I'm telling you that they are scared. And for the first time, we're seeing some people cracking up. I told you a couple shows ago, Vice President Biden sounded like he may be cracking up. You know, where has he been lately? I think they put the muzzle on him, didn't they? Hey, guess what? Now, tell me about this rock-splitting Obama fact. Does President Clinton love Barack Obama or what? You know what I'm saying? When he comes out and says we need to extend all the Bush tax cuts, when he comes out and says that that Romney, don't criticize Romney and his work at Bain Capital because he did a good job. So I bet he's making the reelection team of Barack Obama cringe. And this is a guy that goes around and helps campaign and raise money for Barack Obama. But he can't help but just letting the truth ooze on out. Even so he's not on the same playing field as the reelection team for Barack Obama. And those are the rock-splitting Obama facts for this week. Watch the reelection team in the next few weeks. There's going to be some really soldiering going on. They're going to take some folks to the woodshed, just like they did Cory Booker, the mayor up in New Jersey, who came out and same thing, that said that he was tired of the kind of politics and attacking Bain Capital. But he got taken to the woodshed and he came out and basically apologized. And so there's a lot of dissatisfaction on the Obama reelection team. And they're not as tight-knit as they were in 2008. There's some loose guns out there and they're not sure what to do about it. And I'm talking about cracking up, folks. We see the crack, crack, crack. And this is rock splitting politics. Let's hear what's going on. And let me just tell you what's going on right now over there in the Obama camp. That's right, folks. There's people cracking up in the Obama camp. And you're hearing it right here on Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. I'm going to leave you with the four most important words of 2012. Get Obama out now.com. Go there, get my book, and come back. Listen, next week we're going to be looking at some polling numbers of what's going on across the nation. Talk a little more about Wisconsin. You don't want to miss next week's show. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends, link up, and remember, getobamaoutnow.com.
Thanks for joining us today, and remember to listen again next week for another edition of Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics. You can order Ed's new book, Doc Holliday's Rock Splitting Politics, Tea Party versus the Status Quo, by clicking on the book cover right in front of you on the screen. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week.